On to six-step reframing. Again, this was one of the first processes that Bandler and Grinder put together. And it's called six-step because it has six steps. How novel. It's extremely useful when you are doing a behavior that you don't like, that you would like to change. And the first few times that I saw it demonstrated, it was when people were doing things like biting their nails. Picking at their hair, having certain physical symptoms inside. And like with any of the processes that we're learning, we suggest you don't pick the biggest thing in your life to learn the process with. It works especially well with any habit patterns, though, that you have that you don't like. Because what we're going to do is allow you to find out the intention behind the behavior. And as we do this, this is kind of like your introduction to what we call the PARTS model, which came from Virginia Satir. She said, we are a whole made up of parts. Think of all the different parts of you you have. You play lots of roles in your life. And with this process, we imagine that there is a part of us, an essence of us, that has an outcome of some sort. And it's our job to find out what its outcome is, what the intention is behind that, because it might be doing a behavior that you don't like. You don't like the way it's trying to get its outcome or its intention. And this gives you a chance to honor that part, to let it know that you appreciate it, even though you don't like the way it's doing something. Y'all following me? So it's the difference between saying, I honor you, and I honor this behavior you're doing. So this is really important because people say, well, I don't like the behavior. You're not saying, I like the behavior. You're saying, I appreciate your intent and what you're attempting to do. I don't like the way in which you're doing it. It doesn't work for me. So this is your first attempt at separating, and think of it this way, we're separating out the intention beneath the behavior that someone is doing. And it's a really lovely way to recognize that you can honor all your parts, and they all have something positive they're trying to do for you. So this really gets at that NLP presupposition behind every behavior is a positive intention. It's our job to find out what that is, to give that part. What we're going to do is assist that part in having new choices in the way it can meet its intention. At least three new choices is what we go for. That would be as easily done in any situation that you might find as what the part is currently doing. You know, once in a while we fall in habit patterns and we just keep doing them because the part goes, well, I'm you know, it's worked in the past. I haven't checked out whether it's still working or not. And you now have the opportunity to say what you're doing is not working. I honor what your intent is. Can we find other ways for you to do that? So this is a process where you go inside yourself to communicate with parts. And when I start teaching this stuff, I sometimes have people say, well, aren't you crazy if you talk to yourself? And what my response usually is, you're crazy if you don't. Because guess where the answers are? They're inside here. And you want to find out what some part of you is attempting to do and update it. Now, another important aspect of six-step reframing, we aren't getting rid of a part of us. Somebody who's been, and this is something that people often use for eating, you know, feeling compulsed about eating certain foods or not being healthy in their eating. And if they have hated the fact that they have extra pounds around their belly for a long time, and they said, if I could just get rid of the part of me that does, that gets me to overeat. When you talk about getting rid of, guess what happens? That part fights back even harder to say, I'm in charge here. So this is honoring every part and saying, what we'd like is a little transformation here, that you are able to transform yourself and create new behaviors that will work as well as or better than what you have currently been doing. So we're never getting rid of, and this is an important thing to keep in mind when we do six-step reframe, because oftentimes people have been fighting with themselves and saying, I wish I didn't have this part of me. Ooh, I wish I didn't do this. And the harder you fight, the harder that part fights back. So it's about honoring, yes, I do appreciate your intent. Now, let's find new behaviors for ways you can do it. So we don't need a lot of content, again, for this. But I'd like to demonstrate to you how we begin to communicate. And I had them bring chairs in so you could both see. When you are asking someone to go inside themselves, usually it's easier if they close their eyes so that they can fully focus inside themselves. Some people, if they're standing up, and you've noticed that I prefer to do most of the work that I do standing up, will get off balance when they have their eyes closed. And so to make sure the person can feel completely safe, this is one process I say it's okay to sit down on, because the person is going inside and kind of going into trance, and for their own safety and to know that they're protected, it's nice to allow them to sit down on a chair.